1,000 people had to buy Media City Amphitheatre. Kesha praying right here on Virgin Radio 726. We went to the Renaissance Hotel, or yep, as you say, the Renaissance.
Correct.
Down there at downtown Dubai. Brand new hotel. Beautiful hotel, by the way.
Very cool.
A couple of weeks ago, they had an exclusive performance with Gwen Stefani.
Correct.
And we got a chance to meet Gwen Stefani. She was absolutely amazing, by the way. Gwen Stefani doesn't age.
Mm-mm.
Looks great.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Awesome, right? As we were there, Pretty and I were walking through sort of the ballroom area, and we're like, oh, man, I think we know these couple. This couple end up being Murad and Natalie. Now, you may not know who they are. You're like, who are these guys? Who they are, you know that famous Instagram shot that a lot of people try to replicate of the girl with her hand back, all right, and she's holding the guy's hand.
And he's taking the photo.
So all you see is the girl's
back.
Back and arm, and then a beautiful image in front of her of the holiday destination. So it's the couple that made it famous.
Hashtag follow me too.
They have over close to 5 million people now following them on Instagram. They get paid to fly around the world.
Correct.
And take photos in front of certain landmarks. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
Natalie and Murad, we were backstage sort of area of the Renaissance Hotel, the Renaissance, and we caught up with them. And I asked them, the first question I wanted to know was, how did this all happen? How did they become famous?
Okay, it was 7 years ago,
seven.
I suppose, six maybe or seven.
So long, so, such a long time
yeah,
ago.
It was our first trip together in Barcelona, and
accidentally, I mean, it was, we didn't plan for it, like, it, sometimes when people ask us, did you plan to become, like, to get this exposure, we didn't, so this was a random moment, I grabbed Natalie's hand, we took the photo, and then we continued doing that photo for 1.5 years, so it wasn't like an instant, like, boom, we're out of nowhere, it was like 1.5 years.
And you put these on Instagram?
Yeah. Instagram was just evolving, so...
Yeah, you were obviously one of the, I guess, the innovators when it came to putting this type of content on Instagram.
Before, people were just putting random stuff, and we actually took it as a project, as a series of pictures, so there weren't many people back then. Instagram, huge brands had 500,000 followers or a million. It was like two or three brands. Now people have 120 million or something. Like, this is ridiculous how many people are on Instagram.
Nobody knows that the social media is going to be so powerful and so popular now.
What were you doing before? Because now you obviously do this full time.
But we still have our own job. Murad have his own production company. It's really huge and big in Russia.
Yeah, we work half and half. Natalie's a journalist, so but she's more involved into they follow me too, into doing everything in terms of content as well. So it's like, it's a full time, but we have additional stuff on top of it, and it's more like a job. So a lot of people think that we're just traveling, having fun,
of course. Yeah.
Whereas we're always on the laptops, always working.
are the hands insured?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Actually.
Do it.
We should insure the hands.
Listen, okay. God forbid. God forbid.
This is Mr. Worst Case Scenario.
God forbid you're pouring some coffee in the morning. The hot water pours on one of the hands and it burns it. You've got to insure. Can you insure the hands for me, please?
We should make some to have some stunt doubles.
Thank you.
and real quickly, that perfect picture that we all see on Instagram.
Yep.
How many pictures are taken to get that one perfect shot?
A lot.
It's a 1 hour.
Moment. Natalie just walking
it's
around.
Not true.
Having fun.
Oh, you guys are great. Listen, welcome back to Dubai.
Thanks.
Welcome back to the UAE.
Thanks.
We enjoy your moments here tonight at the Renaissance. What do you guys say?
Oh my God, we're gonna say it in Russian accent. Renaissance.
The Renaissance Hotel.
I like that.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Virgin Radio time saver traffic. With McDonald's.
They were a really cute couple,
yeah,
I thought.
They were so cute.
So cute. So girls and guys, that one photo takes them an hour to get. So don't
FYI,
feel stressed.
Yeah.
I actually did the photo with the girl.
Yeah, we have the photo.
I asked permission. I turned to Murad and said, hey, do you mind if I take the photo with your wife? And he's like, no, please. So I held her hand. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it's weird how people have become famous over social media now, and they're killing it. Well done. Very cool. We'll put that photo up on our Instagram page shortly. Chris Fade Show, 731. How are we looking?